Good afternoon and welcome to Dominican University of California.
Oh, we're getting these introductions started, folks. We're not getting to the Star Spangled Banner yet. It will be the starting lineups first. Now, a few things about this Penguin starting lineup. They are mostly a veteran team. A lot of veterans on this starting lineup, actually. A few seniors and a few juniors as well.
Introducing today's starters first.
There will be a few changes later in the season, as there are a few injuries for these Lady Penguins, such as freshman Catherine Tuttle. That's a rookie name looking to get in the mix later in the season.
Kelsey Martin.
We will have the starting lineups for these Northwestern Nazarene University Crusaders, though. Number two, Macrea Norrider. Number three, Lexi Fessenbeck. Number five, Kelsey Martin. Number 10, Kellen McDaniel. Number 16, Sarah Jenkins. Number 18, Rachel Ball. Number 20, Kayla Williams. Number 21, Sarah Bloom. Number 22, Katie Butler.
Number 3, Lauren Golnick.
Number 25, Lauren Kuklenski. And at goalie, number 23, Argia Phillips.
Defender number 11, Kendra Korsberg.
Now it's on to these Lady Penguins. Getting started with this starting lineup will be number 0 at keeper, Megs Herring.
At midfield, number 18,
number 3, sophomore from Meadow Vista, California, Lauren Golnick, the Pac West freshman of the year last year. Senior, Carrie Fryer from Windsor, California. Number 10, Jessica Ramirez, junior from South San Francisco. Number 11, holding down that backfield, Kendra Korsberg, the junior. Number 12, Megan Hansen back there with Korsberg. Number 14, Jessica Hinskin. Number 15, Catherine Ripple, the senior. Number 18, Juliana Mendez, a freshman. Number 21, Kayla Carlson. And number 27, Caitlin Baptista. And we will take a moment of silence for the national anthem. We are back and very excited to start this game. As the players shake the referee's hands, we are just about getting ready to start this game.
Soccer games are now being video streamed.
So far,
athletics.com/live to follow.
Before we are ready to start this game, actually, I would like to remind everyone that tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. It may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the expressed written consent of Penguin Radio and Dominican University of California. Julia, you excited for this game?
Yeah, totally. It was interesting to see the team last game, but yeah, let's hope that they can do it a little better than 2 days before. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple days before they had that 1-0 loss. It put a small damper on their season so far, but today is actually a very, very exciting day. They're going to go against some real competition in Northwest Nazarene University. These Crusaders from up north, they look to be a big threat, especially coming all this way from, I believe, Washington State. Looks like the Penguins are ready. Their captain, Kendrick Korsberg, getting them pumped for the day. I got to tell you something, Juliet. Kendrick Korsberg, she will be the captain. You will hear her voice out there the entire time. She plays center back. And boy, is she loud and controlling out there.
Yeah, I've heard her in the last match already, so she's kind of a voice that you can hear from far apart.
Oh yeah, and it's so important for that center back to be vocal, to be really authoritative to everyone out there, especially her own defense and everybody in front of her. It is her looking out for everyone else, because the goalie just simply cannot do that the entire time. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it is time to get some soccer started. Northwest Nazarene will have the kickoff, and that is the opening whistle. We are off. Nazarene starts with the ball, and they pass it out to their back left defender, Kelly McDaniel. She dribbles out past Ramirez, but Ramirez steals the ball. Looking for Mendez. Has Goldink in the middle, decides to pass it back to Kimball. Or excuse me, Fryer. Mendez on the chase now after the pass, and it will be passed all the way back to the keeper, Phillips. Phillips switches over to the right side, but is almost stolen in a dangerous area by Henskin. Just got by Henskin, though. It'll be Nazarene on the right side, but cleared out by Hansen for the throw-in. So far, Nazarene looking to attack on both sides. Definitely seems as though they are a switching team, like to go right to left to right, instead of straight up the middle. And here they come on the right attacking side. All the way. It's Hansen on the defense. And it's a good steal from Hansen right to Baptista. Baptista back to Hansen on the left side now, dribbling up towards the halfway. She has the left-footed down-the-line cross. It's her trademark. Almost gets all the way to Golnick, but stopped by Nazarene just in time. Mendez is called for the slight foul. Just a little bit. It'll be Nazarene now on the left side. They get past Korsberg, and it'll be left, streaking down. It's Ripple on the defense. They get the left-footed cross. Carlson is there. She doesn't quite get the clearance. It gets past her, and the shot by Nazarene is over the bar. The shot by Sarah Jenkins, the freshman from Everett, Washington, came in very, very quickly after it got by Carlson, and already an opportunity from Nazarene.
Yeah, they had kind of a lot of space to do their passes and so on. Was kind of no defense visible in that situation.
Yeah, they definitely had to get back very, very quickly after the through ball. Now here comes Golnick on the left side. She's looking to get by her defender. She does. Gets right by her. Has Ramirez in the middle. Tries to get to Ramirez, and it's right to the keeper, Phillips. Good run by Golnick so far. And I don't know if you've seen so far, Juliet, but Lauren Golnick is a star out there.
Yeah, she is, definitely. And it kind of appears to be more action in this match than in the last already.
Already, so. You're right. Here comes Golnick on the run from Mendez, but it gets all the way to the keeper, and Phillips easily picks it up. Plays it over to her left defender, McDaniel. McDaniel looking up. Has Martin in the middle. Martin back to McDaniel. Gets by her. It'll be Narita. All the way back. They look to switch the field. Back to Phillips, the keeper. She looks right. All the way over to their right mid. Here comes Sarah Bloom. Sarah Bloom plays it over to her right defender, who tries to play the middle through ball, but it goes right to Kendra Korsberg's left foot, and she is able to clear it out of the danger zone. Katie Butler now, the right center back for Nazarene, plays a nice ball past Baptista. Martin back to Williams. But Williams plays right to Juliana Mendez. Juliana Mendez tries to play the needle to Golnick. Doesn't quite get there. And it gets back to Baptista. Back to Fryer. Fryer has Ripple on the wide. She collects to play Jessica Ramirez. And again, Jessica Ramirez, with that hustle play, almost steals it. Jessica Ramirez, one of the biggest hustlers I have ever seen in my entire life. That girl simply does not quit on the play. And here she is again, Jessica Ramirez. Plays Golnick down the line. Golnick with a good run, but it almost gets by. She chases it down instead and forces the throw-in on the right side for Ripple in the attacking half. Now 41 minutes in this game on radio.dominican.edu. This is Jordan Smith on the call with Julia, my fellow broadcaster. 0-0 in this game at San Rafael, California, Dominican University. Kerry Fryer tries to play it over the top to Golnick. It doesn't quite work out, though, and here comes Fryer. With the big slide, she is known to do that. Kerry Fryer, I believe, had the only yellow of the game last game. And she manages to get all the way over the left side. Ramirez with a beautiful cross over Golnick's head, though. But here comes Mendez on the chase. Mendez will be chasing Fessenbeck. Mendez, the smaller player, working even harder, tries to kick it off Fessenbeck, but doesn't do it successfully. And it will be a goal kick. 40 minutes left in this half. Goal kick for Phillips and Northwest Nazarene. So far in these last couple minutes, a lot of play on the attacking half for Dominican so far, right, Julia?
Yeah, that's definitely true. They're kind of dominant in the Nazarene half in this part of the game. So let's see what they can do there.
Kerry Fryer kicks it all the way up to Lauren Golnick. It's headed out safely by Nazarene. It will be a throw-in on the right side for Catherine Ripple. Already one shot for Nazarene. It was a decent shot from about 25 yards out. Sailed over the bar. Nothing for Herring to worry about, though. It will be Hinskin in the corner. Tries to kick it off the Nazarene player, and she does so successfully. It will be a corner kick. And here comes those big guns for the Penguins. In comes Carlson, in comes Baptista. Golnick will have the kick, and Carlson really is the big threat in there. Carlson standing at 5'10". That's a bit generous. I could easily call her 5'11". She is a big body out there. And the corner goes all the way to the near post, but a little silly clearance right there from Nazarene goes out of bounds for another corner kick. 39 minutes left in this half. It is patted out by the keeper safely over to the other side of the field, and here comes Nazarene on the right side looking for the counter. They have two people up against three defenders. It goes to Kerry Fryer, though, very safely. She gets the nice turn, but it plays it right to the player in front of Jessica Ramirez. Splits Jessica and Kerry. Plays it down the line past Hansen. Rachel Ball from Nazarene is on the chase, but it not enough. It goes out safely for the goal kick. It will be the first goal kick of the game for Megs Herring. Looks like Northwest Nazarene is big on those counterattacks, aren't they?
Yeah, they seem to be. But Dominican is also pushing forward the last couple of minutes, so that looks good.
Dominican definitely keeping the pressure on. They will try to do that all game. I know that brand new head coach Tara Kolesky is all about the high pressure. She wants that ball, and she wants to keep that ball for her Lady Penguins. It's in the middle now. Lauren Kuklenski plays it back to her left defender. Over on the left side now, right by the broadcast booth. Gets past Kerry Fryer. Luckily, as always, Jessica Ramirez getting back to defend. The ball by Nazarene is played all the way in the middle. Korsberg has to clear right to a Nazarene player. Luckily, it goes right to Ripple. Now it'll be Kuklenski in the middle. Plays it over the right side. They're at the halfway point. Nazarene is up. Needs some high pressure from Dominican. Tries to go at Ramirez and plays it right next to her. Sarah Bloom on the right side going at Ramirez. Still going at her. Cutting to the middle now on her left foot. Plays it to the middle to Kuklenski, but little did she know Hinskin was cutting back to defend. Nazarene still has the ball, though. Still looking to a kick. They play it over to the middle. Tries to get the flick, but Ripple is right there for the clearance. It's not strong enough, though, and it looks like McDaniel still has the ball. She plays it over to the left side. Now here comes Fessenbeck cutting to the middle. Kuklenski now looking for the... She might have a shot from about 35 yards out. A little ambitious, but it looked like she had the leg. It's blocked by Dominican, though. Now here's Korsberg on the outside of the box defending. One-on-one defense. Nazarene has to play it back. Okay. Kuklenski looks to be the playmaker in the middle for Nazarene. Plays over to the right side. Kayla Williams coming to the middle, has to play it over back, but it's right to Mendez, who plays Hinskin. Big pressure defense by Nazarene. It doesn't matter because Baptista comes and she plays a beautiful over-the-top ball to Golnick. Golnick can't believe that she was called offsides. She might have left a half a second early. I know she was looking at that ball the entire time. Baptista even pointed to her to know that she was going to play that ball. Unfortunately, Golnick just got a bit too eager on that run. And that's what happens when you get a bit too eager. You get called offsides. The cross from Nazarene off the quick free kick defended by Carlson and defended well by Carlson enough to make her kick it out for the goal kick. And you've seen how eager Golnick can go. She really loves to score those goals. She wants to get behind those defenders.
Yeah. And you could also see the very strong defense of Dominican's team in this situation before. They're really attacking very early and so on. So that looks quite good.
Definitely attacking early. Hansen tries to play another over-the-top through ball. But again, Hinskin this time is offsides. And definitely more offsides this time than last, but not by much. Dominican is really trying to time those runs well, trying to use their speed to get over the top of this Nazarene defense. It is a pretty good strategy, too, because it seems as though Golnick and Hinskin have the speed to get by these Crusaders. It'll be the Crusader throw-in on the right attacking side for them. Jenkins with the ball, plays it back. Nazarene still has the ball. Kelsey Martin plays it up, but plays it right to Juliana Mendez. Hinskin with the high-pressure defense from Nazarene, tries to play it wide to Ripple, can't quite get the ball strong enough, though, and she has to play some defense. Good defense, though, and it goes right to Mendez. Mendez double-teamed. She still has the ball, though. Has Ripple up the right sideline. A slide by Kuklenski, though, and it's stopped. Korsberg with the defensive header. Right to Kuklenski. Here comes Martin. Martin down the middle. Tries to get past Baptista. That touches off, but she still has the ball. She plays it all the way over to the right side now. Sarah Bloom over to the right side. Going at Hansen. Tries to get by Hansen. She does. Gets the right-footed cross, and it's stopped by Kayla Carlson. Another good play, good support by Kayla Carlson. And Julie, as you can see, those center backs are working hard for Dominican so far.
Yeah, they really do.
Kayla Carlson, a transfer from last year, already showing herself in a big way in these last two games, has really played fantastic.
And you also can see how big her influence on the other players is. She kind of cheers them up. She, yeah, is able to get that strength going.
Definitely keeps the morale up,
yeah,
for the Penguins.
Totally.
Always talking to her teammates. And it's important, as I said earlier, for a center back to do that. It'll be a Herring goal kick. No real wind on the day so far, so it really won't affect the game too much. However, that could change literally at any moment. Jessica Hinskin goes in for a big header and obviously grimacing on the play affected. She bonked heads with the defender, Kellen McDaniel. Still grimacing on the play, but definitely not going to get taken out of this game. It'll be a Ripple throw-in on the right side, right at halfway. Hinskin has had a defender on her back the entire game. It goes out for a throw-in right to the broadcast booth. It is a Dominican throw. 50-50 call. It goes Dominican's way. Throw-in is to Golnick. She does a quick turnaround kick to Ramirez, and it goes to Mendez. Mendez with the header. Still in the middle for Dominican and is taken by Nazarene. They play it on the left side now. Fessenbeck looks up. She has a wide open Martin, and Martin has some space. Too much, though, and she goes right to Carrie Fryer. It'll be played back to Korsberg. Korsberg tries to play it, and it goes right to the defender who heads it right to Golnick. Now Martin. Fryer on the defense, though. Fryer constantly on that defense. One of the best defensive mids that Dominican has. Always working hard. That's really what you need to do as a center defensive mid. You just need to have the work ethic because you will be running the entire game and you will be working hard no matter what. Blowout, close game, it doesn't matter. Golnick tries to play it in the middle. Ramirez, there is a handball on the play on Katie Butler, and it will be a Dominican kick. About 40, 45 yards away from the goal, it will be Kayla Carlson on the kick. Yet another reason why Dominican loves to have Kayla Carlson on their team. Her free kicks are on point. I don't know if you saw him on Thursday, Julia, but she's a sniper out there.
Yeah, she is.
Now 31 minutes left in the half. Ripple goes in for the run. It's unsuccessful, though, and here will be the Carlson kick. It's to the far post, looking to head it in, and it trickles out for Nazarene. Baptista takes the ball, though, and she unfortunately dribbles it out of bounds as Carlson has to run back for defense. It'll be Nazarene throw in on the right defensive side for them. They throw it into Klensky. Kicks it all the way. Oh, goes over Fryer's head, unfortunately. It'll be Kelsey Martin going against Fryer. She has the left side. She turns right. And now she kicks it all the way over to the left side. It'll be Lexi Fessingbeck going right at Ripple. Tries to play the through ball in. It's a good one, but Carlson blocks off McDaniel so that Megs Herring, the keeper, is able to scoop it up. Herring's kick goes right to Ramirez, but the aggressor, Kayla Williams, is right on it. And here comes Kayla Williams going right at Carlson on the right side of the box. Tries to cut in the middle, but Carlson pokes it away. Not enough to clear it, though. It'll be Kelsey Martin on the right side going right at Hansen. Has a cross, goes right into Hansen's back. Good defense by her. It'll be out for the throw-in. Megan Hansen coming in clutch again.
It's a really fast and quick game the last minutes, and kind of opportunities on both sides. So really active, really offensive game, even though the defense of both teams is very good as well. So it's going to be a lot of tension in this game.
Definitely. A lot of counters in this game. Really, these two teams trying to make the attack in a hurry. It goes out of the touchline. Nazarene won a corner kick, but they don't get it. It will be a goal kick. Substitution on the field. It will be for the Penguins. Juliana Mendez coming out in favor of Sarah Pimentel. Mendez playing well out there so far, already getting past a couple double teams and making plays. Let's see if Pimentel can play a little more to the feet this time instead of those through balls. Pimentel gets pushed in the back. No call, though. It'll be Kayla Williams on the ball. She's double teamed. Kuklinski now gets the ball. A little tactful play by her and Ripple. Now Fryer on the defense. The cross is in, and it goes right to Megs Herring from the left side. Not a very good cross right there from Rachel Ball. Goes right to Herring. Excellent flick of the head to get back there by Jessica Hinskin. It goes to Gulnick. Gulnick draws the foul. The foul will be against Katie Butler just above the halfway mark inside of the center circle. And it will be, of course, Kayla Carlson on the kick. It is a beautiful ball. Gulnick going. Oh, and it's right into the hands of the keeper, Argia Phillips. Good, good ball, though. Gulnick was streaking. Those over-the-top from right behind you balls are so tough for a forward to get, though. You have to be looking over your shoulder at the ball, looking at your defender, looking at the goal, all at the same time. It's like a Hail Mary in football. Excuse me, American football. Sorry, Julia.
No problem.
Really, it's a very, very tough ball to get. Gulnick did her best, though. I would like everyone to know, I'd like to remind everyone that this is Julia's first time doing color commentating on not just soccer, but any sport. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. I kind of did live ticker things like that and reports, of course, but not this real life.
It's the real thing, isn't it? It's live.
It is. It is. And it's kind of really into the game, being quite on time and so on. That's really cool.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job so far.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you'll keep it up. Still 27 minutes in this half to hone your craft. So far, one shot for Northwest Nazarene. Still zero for Dominican. Phillips hasn't exactly been tested yet, but that will change in the near future. Dominican is on the attack so far this game. Yet not right now, because there was a foul on the play about 35 yards away on the right side. Nazarene has the free kick. Free kick goes right to Korsberg, and she's able to get the right-footed clearance. It goes right to Kuklinski, though. About where the free kick was again. Ramirez on the defense, and she plays Pimentel. Pimentel has a little space behind her. Instead, looks to the right and plays it almost to Hinskin, not quite enough. Now here's Kuklinski on her left foot. She plays it over to the left. Fessenbeck going against Ripple. Looking for the cross. She goes line. Tries to play the soft pass towards Ripple. Not sure what she was trying to do there. And Ripple basically just takes it easily and kicks it out for the throw-in. Another difference that Dominican has this year, the sort of culture difference that Dominican is implementing, is all of their subs are standing up the entire game. Their coach is up the entire game. This is an intense team. They are supporting their players as much as possible. They are eager to get on the field. You can really see it from those Lady Penguins so far. It's definitely a culture change from last year.
It's a good signal towards the team too, so simply to be with them the whole game.
Definitely. It's a big thing of teamwork, big thing of morale. It supports the people on the field. And it's so important for soccer, the biggest teamwork sport there is. Hansen with good defense plays it right to Pimentel. Pimentel to Hinskin. Has a lady on her back. And gets the Meg. Unfortunately, Kellen McDaniel, the speedy left defender, was able to get back, not let Hinskin completely embarrass her. Good move so far from Hinskin, even with Hinskin's speed, which is blazing, in fact. McDaniel was able to get back. Good job from the junior from Boise, Idaho. It'll be Nazarene throw-in on the right attacking side now for them. Kelsey Martin with the ball. Gets past the falling Carlson. Carlson has to hurry back. It'll be on the right side. Hansen defending. The right-footed cross. It is right to Herring. So far, Nazarene has been able to get their crosses in, which is what they want to do. They, so far, have really looked to go outside in, really get those crosses off. But so far, the crosses have either been right to a Dominican player or right to the keeper, Megs Herring. There is a foul on the play, a little over-aggression from Jessica Ramirez and Jessica Hinskin. About 40 yards away will be the free kick right from the center of the field. Gulnick will stand in front of the ball. It'll be Kuklinski on the kick. She tries to put it right over Korsberg's head, but that is a tough task to do because Korsberg has got some ups on her. Goes to Kuklinski and she plays it back. Keep possession. Narita in the backfield plays it all the way to the right side. Over to Bloom. Bloom looks to go right at Hansen. Hansen with the sliding tackle, no foul on the play. And she's able to defend it so that Bloom has to kick it right to Herring. 23 minutes left in this half, still just one shot for Nazarene, none for Dominican. Herring hasn't had to make any saves so far. I will remind everybody, as honestly I should every game, last year Megs Herring was statistically the best goalkeeper in NCAA Division II. A 91% save percentage, which was the absolute best in the entire country. It'll be a foul on the play on Nazarene. A Hansen free kick from the left side about at the halfway, or excuse me, my apologies, a throw-in, which is even better for Hansen because she has got that cannon. Throws it all the way over. It goes off of a Nazarene head for another Hansen throw-in. A substitution on the play for both teams, it looks like. Number 21, Sarah Bloom from Troy, Idaho, coming out in favor for Juliana Steele from Brish Perry, Washington, for the Crusaders, while Jessica Hinskin comes out in favor of, fellow freshman, Jill Thomas, the sophomore from Portland, Oregon, seeming to be 12th, 13th man for Dominican. The throw-in goes into Gulnick. She tries to flick it onto Baptista. Here's the shot for Pimentel, and it goes wide. A golden opportunity from Pimentel. Got the shot on her favored foot, her right foot, right on the outside of the box, about 18, 20 yards away on the one touch. just went wide, though. Good opportunity there, Julia.
Yeah, Dominican had a lot of good opportunities, I think, but still the last supporter was missing, or a lack of one supporter to shot the goal.
Exactly. There's that one extra pass, that one extra man that they need, isn't there?
Yeah. And this pass just right now was quite too slight.
The ball is played over the top to the box. Pimentel has another shot from about 25 yards out, and this one goes right to the keeper. She went for the lob on that one. A little ambitious, I'd say, but a good attempt nonetheless. Pimentel already in this game just for about a few minutes. High in action, though. Jessica Ramirez has to chase McDaniel on the left. McDaniel plays down the line. It's a good ball to Rachel Ball. She's defended by Ripple and ends up being cleared by Korsberg. Here comes Jill Thomas on the taste. Narita has to play. Jill Thomas still in the chase. Big chase from Jill Thomas, and the assistant referee ends up calling the foul. Thomas got a little too aggressive there, right on the back of McCree Narita from Tacoma, Washington. Thomas looks to be a very, very aggressive transfer. An excellent addition for these Dominican Lady Penguins. It'll be Kuklinski. Plays it over on the right side to Kayla Williams. Williams has some space. Pimentel on the defense. And Kayla Carlson reads that pass so well. Steps in front right at the halfway mark. Thought that she actually kicked it off the Nazarene player, but it will be off Carlson for the Nazarene throw-in. Baptista tries to get the steal. She doesn't, but it goes right to Fryer. So good play by Baptista anyway still. Korsberg plays it over to Ramirez on the right side, who plays Ripple. Ripple looking for the down-the-line ball. She plays a very, very nice down-the-line ball. Little bit too far down the line, though, and it goes just out of bounds for the Nazarene throw on the left side. McDaniel gets the flick from her player, and it looks like it flicked off of Jessica Ramirez's head. Left side, right by the broadcast booth at the midway point will be the throw-in for Nazarene. They play it into the center. Tries to get the good flick and a little triangle pass. A dangerous play back from Baptista, back to Korsberg. And Korsberg has to slide away to get it out of the danger zone. She was chased hard by Kelsey Martin in the box. Bit of a dangerous pass back from Baptista. And Korsberg can do nothing but kick it out for a corner kick for Nazarene. Bit of a miscommunication there. Dominican is definitely going to have to keep talking, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely have to, especially in those situations.
Yeah, it's so important to talk while you're in the backfield. Really, everything has to be known, everything. Basically, an ESP level. It's a dangerous corner kick over Herring's head, but over everyone's head. It goes off the top of the goal. It looked very, very dangerous from here. Couple substitutions on the play. Caitlin Baptista coming out in favor of McKenna Kimball, as well as Catherine Ripple coming out in favor of the freshman from Tracy, California, Stephanie Powick. Powick played a little offense in Thursday's game against Pomona. Looks to play defense, though, taking Ripple's place as the right back next to Kendra Korsberg. Dominican has the support, though, even if they want Powick or Hansen, very attacking right and left backs, to go forward. They have the luxury of doing that because Carrie Fryer is such a natural defender. Having her play center, defensive mid, and being able to support anything that goes back there is such a luxury for Dominican. Carrie Fryer playing very, very well and very aggressive so far in this game.
Kind of a multitasker on the field.
Absolutely. Yeah, center defensive mids aren't just defensive as well. They're always looking for that forward pass, always looking for ways to get forward.
But you need such people in such a game where defense is so strong. So that's pretty good advantage for Dominican.
We've seen how strong Dominican's defense is, and we've actually seen so far this game how strong the Crusaders' defense is as well. Kimball with the ball. She plays it up to Ramirez's chest. Ramirez with the dangerous left-footed through ball, but it almost gets past to Golnick. Doesn't quite get there, and Nazarene is on the counter. Here comes Martin. She has the step over. Tries to get past Korsberg, but it goes out of bounds. Korsberg not worried, especially with the support from Powick. Powick throw in now on the right side. Plays into Kimball, but Kimball kicks it right out of the area. It will be a Crusader throw on the left side, just in front of the midway point attacking side. Powick on the defense, now on Martin. Right on her back, on the left side. Martin tries to cut middle. She has some support in the back, and she plays it. It's a good back heel. Now Fessenbeck has the left-footed cross. She plays into Carlson. Carlson has to clear. It goes right to Kimball, and now Kimball has the clearance. Ramirez with a dangerous slide on Kellen McDaniel. McDaniel and Ramirez both went for the slide, but McDaniel was the one to get the ball, and when she gets the ball, that means Ramirez's slide becomes dangerous. It will be a free kick for Nazarene. I'm sure you've seen, Julia, the aggressiveness and the tenacity of Jessica Ramirez so far.
Yes, I have. She's really kind of a person that, yeah, that shows her strength in every duel they have on the field. That's really impressive.
Absolutely a force out there. Nazarene has it in a dangerous spot. The shot from outside the box on the right side goes off the crossbar over Herring's head and out of bounds for a goal kick off of the initial clearance of the head from McKenna Kimball off the free kick. It went right to Kuklinski, and she had a rocket of a shot from the corner right side of the 18-yard box. Dangerous shot there from Kuklinski.
Totally. They're kind of on one eye level back again, both teams, and also
really, really showing their aggression,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, they do.
It'll be a Dominican throw-in on the right side. Powick tries to get it into Thomas, who gets the flick over to Kimball, but it goes too far. Narita on the clearance. Ramirez now looking for the aggression. Can't quite get it before Kayla Williams does, and it goes into Kuklinski. Kuklinski defended by Pimentel. Forwards on the chase for Dominican. Dominican so far has let a bit of space in that middle get the best of them. See if they can change that. Ramirez always going for that dangerous through ball. Might have to change her outlook, though. Look for those smaller passes next time. Korsberg steps hard with the attacker and is stolen right out from under her, right out from under the Nazarene player. Right to Thomas. Powick to Thomas. Thomas back to Powick. Powick has it on the corner of the right box. Thomas gets it, but panics a little bit and has to try to get the cross. It's not a good one, and it goes right to the keeper, Phillips. First time Phillips has seen any action in a while. It's now 13 minutes left in this half. Two shots for each team. One save so far for Argia Phillips. Goes all the way back to Herring, and Herring has a clearance of the foot. Jill Thomas to Pimentel. Pimentel plays the through ball to Ramirez, and Ramirez is about a few inches offsides. Again, these Dominican Lady Penguins getting a little eager. You can see the look on Koleski's face right now. He is not happy with that assistant ref. It was a very, very close call. Big free kick from Nazarene. Goes all the way back to Carlson, who clears it out safely to Ramirez. Ramirez with the left footed down the line to Golnick now. Haven't heard her name in a while. Let's see if she can get involved. Golnick on the left corner now, going right at Juliana Steele. Tries to get the cross, and it goes on the ground to Narita. Narita now has to clear it. She does, and she clears it out of bounds. It will be a Megan Hansen throw-in. Couple substitutions now for the Lady Penguins. 12 minutes left in this half. Number 8, Stephanie Owens, coming out for Sarah Pimentel. A couple attacking substitutions because Lauren Golnick is coming out as well for the freshman, Catherine Toddle, seeing her first action. Coming back from a injury, Catherine Toddle is. Left throw in now for Megan Hansen. Pimentel and Golnick definitely were playing well out there. Cleared out by Nazarene. It's right to Fryer. Fry over to Powick. Powick tries to get the clear. Powick tries to play it right around the defender, and she does. She's at the right corner, gets the right-footed cross. It's into Thomas, and Thomas's shot is wide, asking for the deflection, and she gets it. It will be a corner kick, and she will get credit for the shot as well. It was a decent shot. She just got the deflection from the defender. Thomas streaking into the near post to get that cross from Powick. Another aggressive play by Stephanie Powick. She's looked good as a attacking right back so far, hasn't she, Julia?
Yeah, she definitely has. And the Dominican team is also very good in those standout situations, so maybe that's an advantage for them now.
They go for the quick corner kick. The referee looks a little confused. Tara Kolesky wanted the Penguins to get the quick corner kick and really not have Nazarene notice that they actually touched the ball. That's supposed to be the assistant referee's job, that the initial toucher touched the ball. And when you touch it in a corner kick, it does not have to go outside of that little quarter circle. It can stay there, and then someone else can dribble right out. I don't think the referee realized it at that point. The corner kick is up in the air. Ramirez with the header. Almost flicked away by Jill Thomas, and the header goes right to Phillips. Phillips with a big clear. Korsberg with the defense, though. It'll be Tottle. Tottle using her big body to shield off the defenders. Plays it to Kimball, but Kimball gets a little hurried. Plays it out of bounds for the throw. And so far, Tottle and Powick, these newcomers, showing themselves, aren't they, Julia?
Yeah, they definitely are. And that's also what the coach said, that she really likes it, that the team is kind of a mixture of established players and of those new ones, freshmen and so on, and transfers. That's a good mix for the team.
Yeah, that new talent is really starting to show themselves so far for these Lady Penguins. 9 minutes left in the first half now. Four total shots, double the amount that they have against Nazarene. For Dominican, Korsberg with a little bit of a subtle push of the back on Kelsey Martin, but it doesn't matter because the ref didn't call it. Korsberg, absolutely an expert at those small little nudges. They aren't shoves, they aren't pushes, but they're just nudges on the back. And you never pull the jersey either. She very rarely pulls the jersey out from one another because that's very obvious to the ref. Just the little nudges, very, very sly. Good work by Korsberg so far. It'll be a Powick throw in on the right side, deep in the Dominican corner, trying to get it out. Stephanie Owens tries it, can't get it out. It'll be a Nazarene throw in. They throw it into Rebecca Kelly, Sarah Jenkins. Jenkins passes it over to the left. It's cleared out by Dominican for a throw in. Nazarene throw on their left attacking side. Fessenbeck right to Carrie Fryer. Carrie Fryer earned herself a call against the Crusaders, and it will be Dominican kick right outside the 18-yard box. Herring into Owens. Owens with a good flick to Thomas. It's just a bit to the left, though, and Thomas can't get it. Now Owens on the chase. And Owens chases enough for Nazarene to mess up and lose the ball. It'll be a Powick throw. She throws it right into Owens. Owens on the chase now, right behind McDaniel. Has to try to save it from being a goal kick. She goes in for the slide, but it's a goal kick anyways. A couple substitutions for each team now with 7 minutes left in the half. Number three, Lexi Fessenbeck from Olympia, Washington, coming out in favor of Haley Patterson from Idaho Falls, Idaho. Jessica Ramirez coming out looks a bit winded when she does, which is a sight to see because she never looks winded. She comes out for Melissa Stokely, the freshman from my local Citrus Heights, California.
Also a comm major, just to add.
Also a comm major.
Yeah.
Always nice to see those on the soccer field. Got a couple of those on the boys' side, too. There's a shot from about 30 yards out on the run from Martin. It is unsuccessful, though. It goes wide right? Nothing for Herring to worry about so far. I don't know if you've seen Herring so far in action. Have you yet, Julia?
No, I haven't. Just today is the first time, so to say.
She is honestly a sight to see. One of the best goalkeepers in the entire nation. I'd say one of the best goalkeepers, Division I and Division II. Some real talent, and she has that veteran leadership, too. She knows what to say. She knows when to say it. It's so nice for Dominican to have a senior veteran back there. The free kick goes into Powick. Back to Korsberg. Korsberg with the big clear, and Thomas was offside, so she will not go after this ball. Goes all the way back to Phillips. Phillips with the clearance to the middle. Defended by Carrie Fryer. Fryer plays into Stokely. Into Kimball. Kimball with a big tackle on Nazarene. Nerita was not expecting that big tackle from Kimball, and Nerita is still on the ground hurting. Kimball lifted her knee just a little bit. Definitely not a foul on the play. She did get all ball. Nerita shaken up a bit. The referee telling her it wasn't a foul, but is able to get up and walk around. Just a little bit shaken up on the play. 5:15 left in this half. Four shots for Dominican, three for Northwest Nazarene. The throw-in goes all the way to Tottle. Tottle working hard and gets it by Kuklinski. Kuklinski on the defense plays a nice through ball to Jill Thomas. Going one-on-one with her defender. Has the shot. It gets by the goalie. Thomas with another shot. And it's defended very well by Julianne Steele. Comes all the way back. The goalie was out of her box. Jill Thomas had a wide open goal. And all of a sudden, Julianne Steele came out of nowhere to block the shot for the corner kick. What a play by Julianne Steele to save a goal right there. That was incredible, Julia.
The best opportunity in the whole match, I'd say, so far.
Corner kick is in the air. It goes past Carlson all the way over the other side. Stokely on defense now. A golden opportunity for Dominican. Jill Thomas got a beautiful through ball in the middle in between the center backs from Catherine Tottle. A couple newcomers making their impression early in this season. It'll be Nazarene now. Kuklinski playing it over to the left side. All the way over to McDaniel. McDaniel down the line. Has an open ball. Ball keeps it in, but not enough to keep the ball, and Kimball is able to pass it back for the clearance. Now Thomas to Owens. Owens on the right side, attacking. Looking to go forward. Has Stokely down the line. Stokely going down the line and is not able to save her from going out of bounds. The ball was bouncing in the air, and the wind picked up at exactly the wrong time. The wind isn't necessarily going one side or the other. It's more going sideways right now, which doesn't necessarily affect either team, but it does affect the game in general. Tuttle with the defense. Has a shot from the corner of the right box. Kind of a borderline shot. It looked like she was either crossing or shooting it. If there was a near post run, it would have been an excellent cross. Carlson with the aggression header all the way into Owens. Owens tries to flick it to Thomas, but it's cleared out by the Nazarene defender, Julian Steele. All the way over back to Powick. Koleski pleading for her forwards to shift over. That includes Stokely, Owens. Stokely with a nice play. Has Owens down the line. Plays it with a beautiful toe touch to Owens down the line, but the speedy Julian Steele is back there to defend. Will probably try to let it go out for a goal kick and does with the body. Good ball by Stokely so far. Stokely looks to be a little undermatched there, standing at only 5'3". Can't be more than 100, 110 pounds either. But she is already able to get a few tackles in and win a few tackles even, putting these Crusaders on the ground in a couple of events. That's what this Lady Penguins team has. They have aggression. There is no shortage of tenacity, is there, Julia?
Yeah, it definitely isn't. So it may be not visible because the players are very, very, yeah, kind of skinny somehow, but yeah, the aggression is deep underneath somehow.
And that really does stem from their coach. College sports, really, if you have a face of any college sports team, it would be the coach. You think of any NCAA basketball or football team, and you think of the coach. First and foremost, Tara Kolesky is trying to put her face on the map for this Dominican women's team, putting that aggression in their minds, aggression and fitness. So far, the noticeable differences in this year's Lady Penguins team. Just a minute left now in the half. No score on either side. 7-3 in shots in favor of Dominican. Phillips has had to make 5 saves already. Herring, none. Nazarene streaking on the right side. Plays it to the middle, but Martin wasn't even looking. And it's cleared out to Thomas. Thomas to Hansen. Hansen down the line to Stokely. Stokely can't get a touch on the ball before it gets to Steele, and Steele clears it out for a throw-in. Kolesky definitely wanted a touch of the ball. Very noticeably wants to keep this ball in her possession. 45 seconds left. Hansen into Tottle. Tottle tackled by Steele, and Steele kicks out for a throw-in. Quick throw-in now to Tottle. Tottle to Stokely. Stokely tries to get the flick. It's unsuccessful, though. It goes out for a goal kick. That might be the last opportunity the Penguins have in this half. There is only 25 seconds left. Now, as this half comes to a close, is there anything you think the Penguins could improve on for the second half?
Simply the fact I mentioned before that there's simply a lack of the last player to finally, yeah, kind of score.
The finisher.
Yeah, this person is missing in the last minutes, but both teams got more and more offensive, more and more aggressive, so I think it's kind of even in the moment.
That marks the end of the first half with the game.
And that is the whistle for the end of the first half. The score right now at 0-0, all even right now from Kennelly Field. Julia, it has been a 0-0 game, this is one of the more exciting 0-0 games I can think of. A lot of counterattacks on both sides.
Definitely, and I'm really looking forward to the second half because I think there's going to be more to see for us on the field here and more goals, hopefully.
more goals, hopefully indeed. Hopefully we can see something other than those goose eggs on that beautiful brand new scoreboard from last year. We will be back in about 10 to 12 minutes for the second half for you. This is Jordan Smith and Julia on the soccer broadcast on radio.dominican.edu.
We're going to play a game of part.
Here. Both teams have now taken the field for this second half in San Rafael, California at John Kennelly Field here at Dominican University of California. We are back. Jordan Smith and Julia on the broadcast for these Lady Penguins, and here we go with the second half. Dominican will start with the ball. Kimball into Tottle. Tottle gets it stolen from her. The first time she's actually lost the ball the entire game. It's played down the line by the Crusaders. Carlson is on the help, though, and she plays it right to, I believe that's Powick over there. Powick staying in the game for her strong play. Gets by Powick. On the left side, Fessenbeck. Fessenbeck with the left-footed cross. It's a good one. All the way back. There's a shot by Nazarene, and it's just left. Carlson's clearance went right to Kelsey Martin, and Kelsey Martin had the right-footed shot. Not a strong clearance there by Carlson, and Korsberg couldn't get in position, did not think the ball would go right to Martin. That was about a 12-yard shot that Herring really had to be on her toes for. So already we are not even a minute into this game, and Nazarene is coming out hot, Julia.
Yeah, they definitely are. It was a dangerous situation. Right there.
Luckily, Korsberg and Carlson, as well as Herring, are welcome to dangerous situations. And as a center back, as a goalie, You need to be. You have to live off those dangerous situations. Over to Stokely. Stokely with the beautiful flick of the head to Hansen. Hansen with the open left-footed cross. And shanks the cross, is not able to turn her hips in time. Was actually running a little too fast, probably. Really streaking attacking on that left side. And Tara Kolesky actually told me the other day they want to overload one side or the other and have the right or left back of the opposite side kind of take the place for, instead of a wide mid on the right or left, really take the place of that right or left mid. Stokely is able to keep it in for Golnick. Golnick is not able to keep it in. Actually, she was offside. Golnick with her third offside of the game. Can't make that a continuing problem this game or continuing this season. Golnick just getting a little too eager out there. Nazarene with the free kick to midfield. Carlson with a strong header to Tottle. Tottle going forward with space. Tries to play the through ball to Golnick. She's not offside this time. Has some space on her right foot. Golnick with the shot. It is saved by Phillips. Went for the near post on the right side with her right foot, her weaker right foot, but it was a good shot. Phillips able to stop the ball and stop it without a rebound either. Very important for Phillips to do. Good play by Phillips there. Hansen gets the header out of bounds, almost hits the computer of the broadcast over. But we're safe here at the broadcast booth. It's okay, everyone. Foul on the play by Kimball. And it will be about 40 yards away from the goal in a dangerous area. Maybe even 35 yards away. It'll be Lauren Kuklinski, the 5'11 senior from Colorado Springs. There's a reason we've been saying Kuklinski's name so much so far. She is a force out there to be reckoned with. Kuklinski with the kick. It's a good one. Herring is not able to come out at first, but then, after a little hesitation, comes out strong, throws it to Thomas. Thomas gets by her first defender. Has Kimball on the left. Plays Kimball. Has a little space in front of her. Plays Tottle in the through ball. Tottle has a little space. Can she get by the last defender? Is not able to. Number 21, Sarah Bloom, came all the way over and saved the ball. Tottle almost had a wide open one-on-one from the through ball from Kimball. Kimball loving those one-touch through balls. Not often successful, though. This time, it turned out to be very, very useful. The throw in from Hansen on the left side. Tried to get it to Stokely, but the bigger defender is able to shake Stokely off. Here comes Carlson. Carlson with the big shot. It's into Golnick. Golnick has a little opportunity, has a shot, but she is offside. Did not get back quick enough. That one was just a case of the Crusader defense pushing up faster than Golnick could get back. Kolesky not happy about that offside. In fact, not necessarily a measure of Golnick being eager, just a measure of Golnick not getting back fast enough, which is not something a coach wants to see. Golnick trying to make up for it with a little bit of pressure, though it goes off her foot for the Nazarene throw-in. Over Stokely's head, not far over her head, though. She's able to flick it out of bounds for another Nazarene throw-in. Hansen goes back on defense, and it goes right to Hansen. Not before Sarah Bloom is able to kick it away. Here comes Kimball on the D. She can't quite get it. Kaylee Cropper in for the first time. The sophomore from Battleground Washington plays over to the left. Now here comes the speedy Lexi Fessenbeck getting in the danger zone, gets it into the box, tries to get it to Kaylee Cropper for the shot, but not before Kendra Korsberg can come out and save the day. Fessenbeck showing the burners on that play, really getting right by Stephanie Powick, not expected there. Fessenbeck seems to be a threat on the speed right there, Julia.
Yeah, she really is. That's visible for everyone here, I think.
Powick will have to keep that in mind on her right side, Fessenbeck's left. Jill Thomas gets the turn and promptly kicks it out of bounds right off of the Nazarene player. It will be a Dominican throw-in from the right side about at the midway point. 8 shots so far for Dominican, 4 for Northwest Nazarene. Dominican fighting for the ball in their attacking half. Golnick fighting against the defender. It gets into Tottle. Tottle still with the ball on her left foot. There's defenders swarming, and they finally clear it out. Now here comes Nazarene on the counter. They have only one forward up, but they still have the ball. Fessenbeck, a good switch of the ball over to number 21, Sarah Bloom. And here comes Sarah Bloom going against Hansen and does not play it to the middle fast enough. Carey Fryer is able to get back and poke that away. A good down-the-line ball from Kuklinski. Tries to get into Martin, but Kayla Carlson, yet again, as always, on the support for the defense. Kayla Carlson so good at covering those down-the-line balls that go over or around Hansen's head. So important for a center back to do. To Stokely. Stokely looking forward, but not in time because there will be a foul on Catherine Tottle. Going a little too hard into the back of Kuklinski. There will be a foul on this right side, right in front of the midway point for Northwest Nazarene Crusaders. Julianne Steele, the 5'6 sophomore. With the free kick, it gets all the way over, but it's cleared out. Over to Jill Thomas. Jill Thomas gets the meg, but can't get the ball, and it's another clearance. Carlson on the header. It's right to a Nazarene player, fighting for the ball. It squeaks out to Martin. Martin almost has a shot, but it's a desperate slide from Korsberg, and a beautiful one at that. Martin, instead of going for the one-touch shot as she might have, should have, tried to cut back, but the cutback went right into Korsberg's slide, and that was a desperate and beautiful slide from Korsberg, needed to save a goal. Powick now on the defense. Seems to kick it off the defender, but the defender kicks it promptly right off of her, and it's a very dangerous Nazarene throw. Cleared out by Korsberg, though, and here comes Stokely. Stokely tries to cut it right to where Golnick was, but can't quite get it. Now Tottle is on the chase. Tottle against Kuklinski. Quite the battle of a couple big bodies right there. Tottle against Kuklinski. And here's another battle of big bodies. Megan Hansen going at it against Sarah Bloom and earns the foul call. The assistant ref saw the jersey pull on Sarah Bloom, and Megan Hansen has earned herself a very deserving free kick. Carlson will be on the free kick. 35 and a half minutes left in this game. And there will be a substitution on the play, actually. Catherine Ripple coming out for Megan Hansen, who has played all game. Ripple will go to her usual right side on the defense. Powick using her versatility to go to the left. What do you think of Megan Hansen's play so far? She's coming out of the game for the first time.
I think she was very prominent there on the field and a reason for the stability in the game of Dominican's soccer team so far.
The free kick is hit all the way up. Stokely is able to have a shot, but it's a fairly weak one with her off foot, her left foot, and it goes right to the keeper. That's the 9th shot for Dominican, the first for the freshman Stokely. And now Stokely is coming off the field after that shot. Decent play from Stokely so far, seeing her first minutes in action of this opening season, of her opening year as a college soccer player. She comes out in favor of Jessica Hinskin, though. Hinskin a little less technical, a little more aggression than Stokely. All the way over to the right corner, Powick on the chase. And the chase ends up going out for a goal kick. This new talent in Stokely, Powick, Hinskin, they're really showing themselves, aren't they?
They really are. And I think they're totally fitting in this team. So it's just visible that the team spirit is there, and that is even though they just played for a couple of weeks, so that's pretty cool.
You have to remember that this is only September 7th. Yeah. School has only been in for a couple weeks, and the players have only been there for a week extra. That is really just a few weeks of getting to know your team, especially if you're new. It's so key to build that bond right away, and so far it looks like those new Lady Penguins have built that bond. A foul on the play going against Dominican. It will be the Crusaders ball on their defensive side. I'd also like to remind all you listeners that every DU soccer match, women's and men's, will be broadcast live and available via podcast within the next 24 hours of the game. So if you miss a game, don't worry. You can always listen to me, Jordan Smith, the voice of DU soccer, about 24 hours after. Hey, if you can't get enough of me, maybe you want to listen to the game again. There's no problem with that. Go ahead and do that. A substitution on the play for the Nazarene throw-in. It will look like number 18, the sophomore from UConn, Idaho, Rachel Ball, coming out in favor of number 16, Sarah Jenkins, the big, tall, 5'10 freshman from Everett, Washington. A lot of size on this Nazarene team. The 5'11 Kuklinski, the 5'10
Nazarene, number 18 Rachel Ball.
A lot of big bodies for that Nazarene team. Not able to use it to get a goal though so far. Only 4 shots for Nazarene, and still 0 saves. No shots on target yet for Northwest Nazarene. Nothing that Herring has really had to deal with too much. Excuse me. There was that one that went off the crossbar in the first half. Herring still with no saves, though. Clearance, big clearance by Jillian Thomas. Golnick working hard against two defenders. She actually gets the ball, and she has Hinskin in front of her. Big defense from Nazarene, and the ball just gets away from Golnick, is not able to clear it out to Powick as she was hoping. But it is cleared out by Nazarene into their own bench. It will be a throw-in for Powick on the left side, right at the midway point. Over the defender's head to Hinskin. Hinskin plays it into Thomas. Thomas looking in the middle, gets it stolen though. And it goes over to Fryer. Fryer looking right. Has Ripple with a streaking run, and it's a beautiful ball over the head to Ripple. Ripple tries to get the cross, has to try to dribble over the sliding player. And it looks like it will be a corner kick, in fact. Ripple has earned herself a corner kick. Good work by both Ripple and Powick. It'll be Golnick, their usual free, excuse me, not usual, free kick taker. The corner kick taker, Golnick, in there to play to, actually, her best friend, Kayla Carlson, best friends on the team, and you know when they have that connection, good things are meant to happen. The kick is in, and it's headed out by Nazarene. The shot from left foot all the way on the corner of the box from Golnick is in, but it's far wide. There is a Dominican Penguin down on the play, almost inside of the goal. A little tussle on that corner kick, looking for a stoppage of the play, which means the trainer needs to go out. 30 minutes left in this game so far. And this is what happens when aggression meets the field. Players go down. Might not be anybody's fault, but you can't blame them for not being too aggressive.
Maybe they just, or she just hit the goal or anything in this aggressive duel after the corner.
Yeah, there were a lot of players in there. She actually could have hit the post. She's right next to the post, still down. I believe it's Kayla Carlson down on the play. Not someone that the Lady Penguins want to have down on the play. She's very, very important to both the defense and attack, actually. When every time the Dominican Penguins have an attacking free kick, an attacking corner, Carla Carlson is always one to go up there and use that big head of hers. And like I said earlier, Lauren Golnick and Carolyn Carlson, actually best friends on the team.
Always.
It's really, yeah, it is really important. A defender and a forward, you know, they're able to play with each other. They kind of have that connection.
That looks not that good.
It does look like Carlson is not able to walk off the field herself. It is her left either knee or ankle, definitely leg, though. Carlson hobbling slowly off the field with the trainer is not a very good sign at all for these Lady Penguins. Just in the second game, already riddled with injuries to people like Catherine Tottle, who was playing injured, Jill Nunes last year, who started almost every single game for the Penguins. Injured right now, has not seen any minutes yet. Backup.
They carry her off the field now. That looks really painful. Not a good sign.
Backup keeper Rocky Ramos as well with a concussion. So not a lot of options if Megs Herring gets injured game. Or, you know,
for the injured Kayla Carlson,
maybe even the chance gets a red card or something. Injuries affecting these Lady Penguins early in the season. You definitely don't want to see that. You don't want to see that for the soccer point of view, and you don't want to see that from the athlete point of view. It's just hard to see someone get hurt, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Especially when it looks so serious like this did.
Yeah, that did not look good. They will be looking at Kayla for a while over there. Luckily, Dominican does have an excellent training staff. An experienced training staff as well. Kimball tries to play the through ball. It goes the wrong way to Golnick, and it's played out by Phillips. Still 0-0 in this game. Mostly controlled by Dominican, but Nazarene has definitely had their opportunities. Throw in on the right side, just in front of the midway circle for Catherine Ripple for Dominican. Now 7 saves for Argia Phillips, the keeper for these Crusaders.
It's really getting time for the first goal for Dominican now. So if you look on that board.
We're expecting to see some numbers, aren't we? Especially with Tara Kolesky begging her team to attack, attack, attack. You'd think we'd see some results. And the results have almost been there, especially with that opportunity Jill Thomas had early in the game. That was quite the opportunity. Just couldn't quite put it in before Steele got there. The ball's played in after the free kick, cleared out by Nazarene. Still Dominican ball, but they give it up, and it'll be Crusaders ball. Over on the left side, they look forward. Here comes McDaniel, tries to play it into Martin. Cleared out by Ripple, though. Good aggressive D by Ripple. Jessica Hinskin being a little too aggressive in that case. You getting a bit too handsy. Now, folks, I am aware that the Wi-Fi internet on the field dropped out periodically, but if you want to hear the full game with no breaks, just me talking all the way through, as well as my fellow lovely commentator here, Julia, you can go on the podcast. It will be available in full tomorrow on radio.dominican.edu. It looks to be a goal kick. Jill Thomas could not a throw-in on the left side now. Jill Thomas could not quite keep it in. Still on the chase, though. All the way back in the danger zone for Nazarene, and they play it right to Kimball. Kimball with another first touch through ball. It seems as though Kimball could look to look up a bit more. Maybe stop the ball, make two or three touches before she tries to play those one-touch through balls. It's over on the right side. Kayla Williams dribbling. Has Hinskin on her. Has to play it over the defender. A new defender substitution on the field. Number 22, Kelsey DiCarlo, a new face, sophomore from local, at least local for me, Roseville, California. A few Sactown athletes for these Lady Penguins. Love to see the Sactown soccer players. It is a weak pass from Nazarene, stolen by Ripple. Ripple tries to play Golnick, but it's in behind her. Kemble with a good tackle. It's back to Ripple. Ripple with the left foot. Plays Hinskin. Hinskin not offsides. Looked to be it. A little bit offsides, actually. Hinskin working hard. No foul on the play. It squeaks out to Golnick, and they ultimately do call the foul. Hinskin was going up against two defenders right on the outside of the box, trying to get that bouncing ball. Got it to squeak over to Golnick. Very good work by Hinskin. And Golnick had the shot. It went wide. However, doesn't matter because there was a foul on Hinskin. Now 26 minutes left in this game. A couple of goose eggs on that board still. Korsberg with the header. It goes straight up to herself. And it goes right to the opposition Martin. Kelsey Martin now with the move. Going on the left side. Using her speed. Getting a little bit by Korsberg. And it goes off of Korsberg for the corner kick. Corner kick now taken by Lexi Fessenbeck, the sophomore forward, 5'4" from Olympia, Washington. Do you think, Julia, that the Dominican Lady Penguins need more of a counterattack approach, really get it up as fast as they can, or do you think they need a more possession, slow and steady wins the race approach?
I think it's more the last one, because they seem to already do that in the last few minutes. It doesn't seem like there are more chances and more opportunities like in the first half, but we're eager to see more, so hopefully that changes again. But I think they're kind of doing this possession thing now. It looks like that.
Yeah, definitely keeping more possession.
Yeah.
Trying to build up through the back to mid, maybe even play it from the defenders to the forwards to the midfield to more midfield to forwards, really keeping that connection, string together as many passes as possible. There's an offsides call on the play, an over and back call. Now, what that means, over and back, is that the Nazarene player was on the wrong side of the ball when the ball was kicked and actually got all the way back over to the other side of the half field mark to receive the ball. However, the ball was kicked at the moment that she was in an offsides position, so it was an offsides call. After the free kick and a few miscarries, Kimball gets the ball. She plays it over to Ripple. Ripple to Tottle. Tottle tries to play it to Hinskin. Hinskin on the defense now. Tries to play McDaniel. McDaniel plays it right to Kimball. Kimball with the shot, and it's right to the keeper. Tried to go over the keeper to the far post from the right side. Koleski really desperately wanted a bit of a stronger shot there, and Kimball has the leg to get the stronger shot too. Just not on that case. Doesn't matter, though. Kimball gets the header after the drop kick and takes it back herself. Plays it over to Hinskin. Hinskin has to work now. 23 minutes left in this game. Kimball with another one-touch. She really does love those one-touch passes, doesn't she?
Yeah. It's kind of a characteristic of her play in the moment.
I guess you could say a fast thinker on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
A foul on the play. Golnick sort of fell into the defender, Kellen McDaniel. Golnick and McDaniel have been really going at it all game, have not given each other an inch. 11 shots now for Dominican. Sarah Jenkins for Nazarene plays it over to the left. Fessenbeck tries to play it to the middle. And it looks like DiCarlo is able to get there for the header. Thomas down the line to Golnick. Golnick on the left side. Looks to go at her defender. She's on the left side. Has people in the middle. Is going to go after Julianne Steele. And Steele is able to kick it out for the throw-in. Golnick really does love to take those one-on-one opportunities. She will go at a defender any chance she gets. Golnick gets it back. Here comes Powick. Powick being double-teamed. Is able to keep the ball, though, and Powick has earned herself a corner kick. Even after being double-teamed, Powick was able to keep the ball, use her aggression, and keep that corner kick. It looks like for the left side corner kicks. Golnick, the left footer, will not take these. It will be the right footer, Powick, to try to curve the ball outside in to get this to the big headers. Now, there's no Kayla Carlson in there due to injury. We'll see who is on the receiving end of this header. Tunnels in there, and it's actually bounced around by Phillips, but she's able to grab it and hold it for herself. A good ball in there by Powick. Phillips with the kick. Ripple's header goes to the other team, but it's headed out by Korsberg. It'll be a throw-in on the left side, just in front of the midway circle for Nazarene. Ripple on D. Martin is going at her. Goes down the line. Martin uses her speed, trying to use that left foot. Now cuts right to the right foot. Plays it in the middle. It'll be Tottle on the D. Kuklinski now. Kayla Williams going to the right side. She's on the right side of the box. Has a shot, but it's far wide. A little ambitious shot there from Kayla Williams. She was about 30, 35 yards out from the play. And on Herring, you're going to have a howitzer to score on there. Substitution on the play.
Re-entering the game for the
Jessica Ramirez coming back on the field.
24, Jill Thomas.
Getting those nice rested legs out there for Jill Thomas. Jill Thomas has spent a lot of time in there. However, she spent a lot of time in there for a reason, hasn't she?
Yeah, that was kind of really good that she stayed on the field, kind of got this routine back into her team. Now, since Kendra is missing.
Or Carlson.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I meant her. Sorry.
Yeah, that big presence back there in the backfield. Now Korsberg will actually have to be even more of a presence without her usual partner in Kayla Carlson. However, so far, Kelsey DiCarlo doing a very admirable job of filling in for the starter, Kayla Carlson. A big shot after the goal kick. Little ambitious from Lexi Fessenbeck. Thought Megs Herring was still out of her goal and tried to chip the ball. Herring able to get back. No problem for her, though. Jessica Ramirez on D now. Big defense. Is he able to get the ball, but it gets squeaked by. It's over to Kelsey Martin in the middle of the field now. Looking towards the middle. Now has to play it all the way back to Steele, her center back, who plays it all the way back to Phillips. And here comes a Dominican defense pushing up. Exactly what Koleski wants. As soon as that ball gets passed back there, she wants the aggression. Good steal from Tottle. Tottle, with an ambitious shot, has some space in front of her and a little bit of numbers, in fact, after the steal. But from 35 yards out, it decided to take that left-footed shot off balance. Not a good shot from Tottle, especially with the other options. Kimball to Tottle after the drop kick. Tottle to DiCarlo. DiCarlo to the running Golnick. It's headed away by Nazarene. Safely away, and it will be a Powick throw from the left side. Still a couple of zeros on this scoreboard for both the Crusaders and these Penguins. The throw in is to Kimball. Kimball working hard to get it, and there is a foul on the play. Sarah Bloom does not like the call, but it will be a foul in a fairly dangerous area for Dominican, about 40 yards away. And they take the quick free kick to Powick. Powick on the left has the cross now. Oh, it's a good cross. It's get into the middle. It's headed out, though, all the way to Lexi Fessenbeck. She plays it to her forward, Martin. Martin almost able to keep the ball, and she does. Martin now to Kuklinski. Kuklinski looking right. Good D by Tottle, and now it'll be Powick. Kuklinski tries to play it in the middle in between DiCarlo and Korsberg, but it's not a good ball, and it's cleared out by DiCarlo. Kimball now plays a through ball. Ramirez tries to fancy flick into Golnick. Golnick not offsides in a good position. Now on the left side of the box. Golnick has a couple people in the middle. Gets the nice cross in the middle. Has a right-footed shot, and it's over the goal. Had a beautiful opportunity. She had the cut in, juked her defender who thought she was going to cross it. Golnick decided to take it herself, had the right-footed shot, but got leaned back and went over the goal. Another golden opportunity for these Penguins.
Yeah, I kind of missed those dangerous situations in the penalty area in the second half. There were a lot more in the first half, but maybe that's a sign that they're coming back now.
Well, we will hope so. A substitution on the play. Toddle now playing her hardest, coming off the field in favor of the speedy Caitlin Baptista. A little tactical change. Toddle, the more controlled and more possession player. Baptista will always be looking for those runs, especially with that blazing speed. Caitlin Baptista is absolutely one of the fastest people I have ever seen on a soccer field. Julianne Steele will take the free kick, plays it over to Fessenbeck, who plays it right to Kendra Korsberg. Korsberg with the clearance into the middle of the field. A scuffle between Kuklinski and Baptista. Baptista working hard, but it does go out of bounds off of her for a Nazarene throw-in. Just 16 minutes left in this game, 0-0. Dominican with twice as many shots so far as these Crusaders, 12-6 in that category. Just one save so far from Megs Herring. 8 from Argia Phillips, the sophomore from Meridian, Idaho. Another foul by Dominican, this time just in front of the attacking half for the Crusaders. Only a few people going in for the Crusaders. They're looking to more keep possession, maybe, instead of go for the big hit. Well, they go for the big head anyways. And it comes out to Baptista. Baptista pushed over by Kuklinski. No foul on the play. The AR calling for the foul. And it is called. The center ref thought there was just a shoulder-to-shoulder play. AR saw that that arm was extended by Kuklinski. Baptista didn't just go down to the ground for nothing. Ramirez now switching over to the left side. Steele clears the ball. It's right to Powick. Right to Kuklinski. Ball kind of traveling in the air from player to player. And it'll be Sarah Bloom who takes the ball for Nazarene. Tries to play it in behind Korsberg. Korsberg using her body against the speedy Kelsey Martin. A dangerous slide, but it does go out of bounds for a corner kick. Instead of giving Kelsey Martin the inside corner and the inside track to go inside and dribble into the box, Korsberg elected to instead just give them the safer corner kick option. 3 forwards hanging up for Dominican, which means there are 4 people back for Nazarene. Not a lot of people inside for this Nazarene corner kick. Corner kick is up. It's behind in the box and cleared out by Jessica Hinskin. Here comes Golnick on the pressure. Big pressure by Golnick and is able to get cut by Kayla Williams. Now dribbling. Plays it in the middle. Almost a good play by Sarah Jenkins to try to get the through ball to Kelsey Martin off the one touch. It's off of DiCarlo's quick foot, though, out for another corner kick. Still 0-0 again for this game. That is the second corner kick. A lot of dangerous play so far from Nazarene in this last couple minutes, Julia.
Yeah, I think the Dominicans have to be really careful in those situations not to suffer a goal, because when they're not able to score themselves, that is even more dangerous now. So
corner kick is in the air. This one is a good one. It gets by Herring. The shot is there. Still not cleared out. Saved by Herring. It's an amazing save. The shot's still not out, though. Another shot by Kayla Williams goes over the bar. A big scuffle in the middle. Players everywhere, and it came out, I believe, to Sarah Bloom. Got the toe poke of it, but Herring got down to the ground in a hurry, was able to make the fingertip save, and it is cleared out for a goal kick. Herring making the difference in the play.
Definitely. 12, she really is, Megan, because
Sarah Pimentel.
It's so kind of, yeah, dangerous in those situations. And she's kind of the last savior to those to those shots.
She absolutely is. A very, very quick decision by Herring to save that shot. Just her second save, so not a lot of action. It's so important for keepers to stay on their toes. She has seen now about 75 minutes of non-action, really not doing much, and then all of a sudden making the save of the game. It'll be a throw-in for Dominican. It gets flicked onto Kimball in the middle. Pimentel able to stay on sides, but it goes over to Ramirez. Ramirez pushing. Quite literally pushing in this case. Not quite pushing the ball. It actually extends her arm a little too far forward on the back of Katie Butler, the defender, and gets called for the foul. Ramirez getting a little too handsy, as she so often does on that play. Although, Ramirez so very rarely called for the foul, for as aggressive as she is, very a true sense of a smart soccer player, knowing how to foul without the referee even noticing. It'll be a Nazarene free kick deep in their area. High free kick to Carrie Fryer. Over to Baptista. Again to Baptista on her head. It goes backwards this time to Sarah Jenkins. Jenkins plays Fassenbeck. Excuse me, Fassenbeck. Ripple into Kimball. And the Nazarene player gets right under Jessica Ramirez, which is a foul. Tried to undercut Ramirez on the header. And as soon as you duck your head even a little bit to try to go under the player, it's a very, very dangerous play, and it is a call for a foul. It'll be Dominican free kick from the half line on the right side. It doesn't get over the first defender, though. Able to go out to Carrie Fryer. Now Hansen tries to put it in herself. Over to Golnick. Golnick not able to get to the goalie fast enough, and Phillips able to pick it up herself. Just under 10 minutes left in this game. Kolesky can see a little bit of desperation on her face now that this time is ticking away on this winnable game. Hansen will shield the defender to let it go all the way back to Herring. And Herring will have a drop kick of her own. It goes to Baptista. And to Kimball. Baptista on the attack now. A good turn, is double-teamed, and is double-teamed too hard, can't get the pass fast enough. It's out to Kuklinski, defended by Kimball. Kuklinski is able to pass it backwards, keep the possession, but not fast enough, and Lauren Golnick, as well as the other forwards, are able to put the pressure on, but it's still kept by Nazarene. Sarah Jenkins plays the through ball. Jenkins still with the ball, pushing forward, defended by Powick, and Powick clears the ball to the middle. And Ripple really clears the ball this time out of the danger zone, and Dominican will have to reset, as will the Crusaders. 9 minutes left in this 0-0 game. A couple substitutions waiting for Dominican. Phillips still with the ball in the backfield, just waiting, keeping their position, not really forcing anything. Dominican might need to take that lesson, too, not really forcing anything. Make sure that their one-touch passes are on point if they're going to make one-touch passes like that. Tries to get into Powick. Powick on the attack now. On her right foot. Gets the cut to the left side. Pimentel crosses it over to the right. And it's right to the defender. No player over on the right side. Defense is able to clear it out. Kimball now over on the right side. It's on her right foot. She plays it down the line to the streaking Jessica Ramirez, though it looks like Ramirez will not quite get there. Out for a goal kick. That means these substitutions are able to finally come on after standing around for a couple minutes. It's just the worst feeling for a substitution. You know what I mean, Julia? When you're sitting there waiting for the substitution and there's no stoppage of play, so you're sitting there waiting and waiting to wait your turn to get out there and make a difference. Yeah. But there's nothing you can do.
And you don't have any chance to take your influence on the game and so on, yeah.
Luckily, these Lady Penguins so eager to get on this field. Every single one of them on the bench wants to be out there and make a difference for their team.
Catherine Tuttle, and number 24, Jill Thomas.
Catherine Tuttle, Jill Thomas, and Juliana Mendez will be the three to come on the field for these Lady Penguins. A lot of offensive substitutions. Keep that stamina for offense. Powick with a big aggressive tackle is able to get it. Not enough, though. Here comes Carrie Fryer. Plays the high ball. It's headed out by Steele. Powick with the nice aggression, though. Over to Thomas. Thomas to Mendez in the middle. Mendez to Kimball. Keeps making the switch. It's a good switch of the ball over to the right side for the Dominican Penguins. Now Ripple cannot quite get to the Kimball ball. It's yet another Kimball one touch that goes out of bounds. A great, fantastic idea to switch the ball to the wide open Ripple. The execution just wasn't there. This time a two touch pass by Kimball. Yet it goes out of bounds for the goal kick. Looking for those down the line passes. She loves those down the line passes. Oh, really? All of those Dominican center mids, Carrie Fryer, Catherine Tottle, McKenna Kimball, even Sarah Pimentel when she's in, they love those quick down-the-line passes to get it into their attackers, Jill Thomas and Lauren Gulnick. Tottle on D now, in the middle of the field. Heads it to no one in particular, and Sarah Jenkins takes the ball. No matter for Megan Hansen, though. She clears it right to McKenna Kimball, this time with a beautiful flick right over the head of the defender to Juliana Mendez. Mendez to Gulnick in the box now. Gulnick tries to get the quick turn and shot on her left foot. A good play, but the execution wasn't there, and the defender is able to clear it out. Now Dominican on defense. They got to get back. Nazarene with a quick counter. Here comes Fessenbeck down the left sideline. She's going against Ripple. Ripple uses her speed that time and easily passes it back to Megs Herring for the clearance. Gulnick not quite working as the target forward, though, and is not able to keep the possession. Lucky for Jill Thomas, though, she's working all the way back, plays it to Hansen. Hansen with the two-touch, tries to play it to Powick. A little dangerous back there, playing with it in the danger zone, just on the outside of the box. Another one touch just off by Mendez. No worries for Dominican, though. It's cleared out for a throw-in on the left side defensively for them. 5 minutes, and this game is definitely picking up the intensity for the last 5 minutes. Kimball to Gulnick to Mendez. She's open on the right side. She has space in front of her. She's in the box now. Has the shot. It is off the post to Gulnick, and it's a goal! Mendez got the pass over, had the space, had the nice right-footed shot, hit the post, and Gulnick was in perfect position to put the ball in the net. 1-0 now, 4:24 left, goal, and Dominican is up 1-0.
Freshman Juliana Mendez, that's her
a
first
really wonderful goal. A wonderful combination of those three or two players. And it's finally so good to see them making use of their ball position and finally scoring, because it's such an improvement compared to the other game just some days ago.
Really, they've had those one-touch passes, trying to work forward off the flick of the head all game long. And finally, Kimball just plays the perfect ball into Mendez, who is able to hit the very, very nice shot. Now 14 shots after both Mendez and Gulnick got credit for a shot there. Oh, a great touch by Gulnick on this. Okay, she's still going at it, looking for that second one even. Gulnick, one of the most eager players for goals in this entire conference. 4 minutes left in this now 1-0 game. The Nazarene bench immediately having some desperation. In the middle of the Tottle. Tottle to Gulnick. A beautiful back heel into the box for Thomas, but Thomas's one touch is off of the Nazarene player. That was an incredible, incredible play from Lauren Gulnick, and Thomas is able to almost earn herself a corner kick, but is not able to quite do that. It'll be a goal kick for Phillips. 3 minutes now. And for the first time, you can hear the voice of the Northwest Nazarene coach. She is up on her feet. Mary Trigg getting a little bit desperate after this 1-0 deficit she faces. Powick on the defense now to the left. It's off of Nazarene. Oh, it looks like it's off of Powick, in fact, and it will be a Nazarene throw. Mendez on defense, going against Sarah Bloom. Using her hands, but in a very good way, Jill Thomas gets the ball. Big tackle from Kelsey Martin, but Jill Thomas is able to keep the ball. Now to Powick. And Korsberg has nothing to do but to get the left-footed clearance. It's right to Gulnick, and Mendez times her run perfectly after the Gulnick header. Lucky for Nazarene, Katie Butler, saw the play the entire way, able to come all the way across the field to help out and kick the ball out of bounds for the Dominican throw. But yet another way of Golnick and Mendez working very, very well together. Seems as though those two attackers will be the core attackers for the entire season of these Lady Penguins. Golnick now looking to hold the ball at the corner, and she earns herself a corner kick. Time is just ticking down away to the glee of Dominican. Now Golnick taking her time to kick the corner kick, as she very well should, with the short corner. Golnick's corner kick is out of bounds. Substitution on the play. Number 15, Rebecca Kelly, the freshman from Marysville, coming in favor of Kellen McDaniel, the defender. So an obvious tactical switch right now, taking the superior defender McDaniel out for the attacker. The free kick is off. It's to Mendez. Now to Thomas. Thomas on her left foot, on the left side of the box, has a lot of space. Time for the left-footed cross. She gets the left-footed cross. It's off the head of Steele. And it is cleared out by Nazarene. They have Kuklinski now looking up. Plays it to the feet of Rachel Ball. Rachel Ball looking up. Has Carrie Fryer on her. Carrie Fryer almost steals the ball, but is unable to because of the good play. Now Kelsey Martin looking up. There's six defenders. Good job of getting back by Dominican, but Nazarene still has the ball. It'll be Rachel Ball looking for that cross against Megan Hansen. Now Powick on the defense, and Powick is able to clear it out to Thomas. Thomas with a lot of space, 30 seconds left now. Down the line to Golnick, and Kolesky just urging your team to relax, relax. There's only 20 seconds left. Everybody just needs to take their time, Kolesky says. Something that she really doesn't say all too often with her intense persona. Powick with maybe the last throw into the game. Into Kimball. Kayla Williams steals the ball. She tries to clear it. It's not a good one, and Fryer has it. Fryer clears it, and that is the whistle, folks. Dominican women's soccer makes their first win of the season, 1-2-0. Over Northwest Nazarene University Crusaders. It was a very, very hard-fought match, but Lauren Golnick and the attacking one-touchers of these Dominican University Lady Penguins seem to be the edge in this game.
Yeah, exactly. And both teams were on one eye level most of the time, especially in the first half. But this last-minute goal was clearly something that the Dominican team kind of worked for the whole game, and we really expected that to come somewhere in this game. So it's really good that it happened.
Well, they absolutely worked very, very hard for that goal. In the first half, it was all Dominican. In the first half, really, they were pushing the ball, had a beautiful opportunity, even got behind the goalie, Jill Thomas did, but Julianne Steele came in with that beautiful defending play. That was the golden opportunity of the first half. There were some opportunities as well in the first half, but the second half came to fruition for these Lady Penguins. Again, the final score, 1-0, Dominican over these Crusaders from Northwest Nazarene. This has been Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.